Ironized Yeast presents
Lights Out. Everybody. Lights Out brings you stories of the supernatural and the supernormal, dramatizing the fantasies and the mysteries of the unknown. We tell you this frankly, so if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, we urge you calmly, but sincerely, to turn off your radio now.
This is Arch Obler. Some call it the root of all evil, and some call it the flower of all good. Ordinary people call it money. That's what our story is about tonight, money. $3,000 worth. But first, Frank Martin.
Confidentially, folks, how do you feel these wartime evenings? Too jittery, run down, and tired for any fun? Then, quite possibly, you simply need more vitamin B and iron than you're getting from your food. If so, try ironized yeast tablets. They're the famous two-way tonic that gives you both vitamin B and iron. Thus, when you need them, ironized yeast helps two ways to step up your pep and strength and ambition. Helps you two ways to really enjoy living. And the cost? Just a few pennies a day. Friends, remember that name. It's ironized yeast tablets. And now,
lights out. Everybody.
Money, I tell you, Tony. That's what's wrong with the world today. Money.
What are you talking about?
Hey, look, Tony. Ain't that the pretty boat?
Oh, the devil with the boat. What do you say about money?
Why, you said that money, what was wrong with the world. The people get little money and then they want more of it. And then they get that and then they want more. And pretty soon, that's all they think about is money, money, money.
Yeah. What do you think about?
Money.
So what are you talking about?
Oh, you don't understand, Tony.
You don't understand yourself. All the time you talk, go away, let me alone.
No, no, Tony, don't get so. I was only talking.
What you talk don't make no sense. Money is what's wrong with the world. You fool, you crazy in the head.
No, I ain't crazy. All the time on the boat coming here to Frisco from New York, I'm thinking to myself, Axel, for 13 years, you're a sailor, working all the time. And what you got? Nothing. So I say to myself, Axel, why can't it be that when a man works hard, he can have what he wants, no matter if he ain't got money or not?
Oh, you crazy fool. What do you talk about? It's a dough that gets a guy what he wants.
Sure, sure. That's the way things are now. But I tell you, it ain't right. A man who works hard with his hands can't have what he wants to have.
Yeah. What do you want to have, eh?
A farm, Tony.
Hmm?
A little farm.
What do you say?
Yeah, a little stock farm someplace. Some nice place like Wisconsin or maybe Minnesota. I say something funny, maybe.
Farm? By golly, that's funny.
No, it's not funny. For 13 years I work on the ship. I save my money for farm. I don't like the money. I just want a farm for my wife and my kids, and then...
Yeah, I know. Then the 31, that bank, she's a go bust, and you back away your stock, eh?
And I tell you, Tony, it ain't right. I work so hard.
No, I tell you, you dumb squarehead. All this talk about kick the money out and give a man what he work for. I tell you, that's a bunk.
Yeah, but Tony...
Money, that's what a man needs. All the money he can get his mitts on. And then he's got the world right by the neck.
But I work so hard.
So what? It ain't work what make a man rich. It's a break. Yeah, a break. Me, I'm best deep water diver in the whole Pacific. So what? I never get a break, so I'm still eating slop and walking the docks.
Yeah, Tony, that's what I say.
All right, come, Dave, move on, move on. No bumming around the docks.
Oh, yeah, officer, we go.
That belly.
What's that?
What's that you said?
No, officer. He don't say nothing. This is Mr. Tony, officer. He's the best deep water diver in the whole Pacific.
Yeah? Well, if he said what I think he did, he's going to do all of his diving in the can for about 30 days. Now get out of town or I'll run you in.
I cut his heart out.
Oh, no, Tony, please, sir. Come this way, we. Come on, Tony, in here. We'll get the cup of coffee.
That cop was shoving me around.
Come on in. I pay. Nice and warm.
The dump.
What do you have, boy?
Two cups of coffee.
Maybe you like soups. I got nice hot soup.
No, we just want coffee, please.
And get a letter.
Okay. Two coffees coming up.
So, what do you want to do for us to get a farm, Miss Swenson?
Yeah, my wife,
she... Who cares about your wife? Fine.
For 13 years I've worked...
Okay, here you are, boys. Nice coffee. Here. 10 cents, please.
Yeah.
Coffee, she's good when you're cold, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy was winning. He don't drink coffee tonight, I bet you.
Hmm? What a guy.
The guy was winning the sweeping stage. The sailor's sweeping stage. You know, hear it?
Swenson, what is this guy blowing about?
I'm telling you, the sailor sweeping stakes. Everybody's buying a ticket. $3,000 first prize, you betcha. It's in the papers he's winning. Oh, lucky guy.
So, who cares? Give me some more coffee.
Okay.
No. Wait a minute, mister.
Yeah?
This fellow what won. You say his name is in the paper?
Yeah, sure. Here. I got it here.
Get my coffee, you.
No. Wait, Tony. I want to hear. Read it, mister.
Okay. It's a winner. First prize is somebody who gave name of a farmer.
Farmer?
What's the matter, you Swenson?
I, Tony, quick.
Hey, that's my paper.
Tony, come on. Quick, come on.
Hey, you crazy squarehead, wait for me. Wait, you crazy fool, you. What's the matter, where you go, huh?
Tony, listen. It's me.
Me what? What do you say?
Farmer. That's the name I give the man when I buy the ticket.
Huh?
I'm rich, Tony. I can get the farm.
You? You mean you, what he said in there, you?
Yeah, me, Tony, me. I buy sweepstakes tickets long time ago. I win, me, I win.
You crazy in the head.
No, I tell you, I win. Look.
Huh?
Farmer, that's me, Tony. Oh, my wife and my kids, they'd be so happy, so happy.
No, wait, it ain't right. I mean, look, it's given the number here. Ticket number 6933. You got that number?
I got it here. I got it, Tony.
Here, let me see, huh?
No, please, 13 years.
What's the matter? You ain't going to hurry. I just want to see.
Look, huh? 6933. Just like it's in the paper.
You did win.
Yeah, Tony, I win. Me, oh, my Anna, $3,000. Oh, we wait so long.
$3,000.
I quit the sea. I buy a farm. Oh, Tony, my Helga, my kids and me, the happiest people in the whole world.
$3,000.
I buy the best farm in all Minnesota. Come on, Tony. I go get my money.
No, wait.
Huh?
Don't go now. It's pretty late.
But my money...
Oh, but they're going to be close. Yeah. Now, you come on. We'll go down on the dock and see what is the first boat.
Oh,
sure. So right away tomorrow, quick, when you get to the door for that ticket, you catch a boat home to the wife and the kids, eh? That'd be good, eh?
Yeah, Tony, yeah. That policeman. I wish you'd meet him now, eh, Tony?
Huh? What's the matter? Why you want cop, huh?
Oh, I show him we ain't no bums anymore.
Oh.
$3,000 this ticket is worth. By Jiminy, a man is no bum.
No, you're right there. No, you bet your life he ain't.
The water, she looked pretty.
Yeah. She's a deep right here.
Me, I don't care how deep the water is, so long as 13 years a sailor and I can't swim. Yeah, the water, she's so dark and pretty.
Swenson.
Yeah?
Let me look at the ticket.
Ticket?
Sweepstakes.
By him, you think maybe she ain't good, Tony?
Yeah.
I know she's good. Right the way I hear that fella say the farmer in. I know that's me. Here, Tony, here it is. See, it says farmer on it. That's me, see?
Well, lean over just a little. I cannot quite see.
Yeah, sure. You see numbers. It says 6, 9. Tony, you.
Tony, you what? My knife will shut you up good, eh, Swenson? So, you kind of swim, eh, squarehead? Well, Tony is going to give you a first lesson. There. Oh, Swenson, wait. You forgot the sweepstakes ticket. Hmm? Okay, I collect for you, farmer. $3,000. Yeah. At last, Tony, she's got a break.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know we're all interested in this story of money, but at the same time, I'm sure we're also interested in calming down long enough to make sure that the murder took place quite a distance away from us. While we're making sure of that, supposing we take this time out to consider something very real.
Help me? Oh, there just isn't any help for the way I feel. I'm so thin and tired and jittery, I'm disgusted with life. And nothing I've tried has helped me.
But, miss, have you tried ironized yeast? You see, you may simply need more vitamin B and iron. And they're just what ironized yeast gives you.
Well, of course, I've heard about vitamin B and iron, but could they make all that difference?
You bet they could, if you need them. Why, when you don't get enough vitamin B from your food, you may lose your appetite, not eat all you need. Or you may not get all of the good out of what you do eat. And when you don't get enough iron from your food, you may be weak and pale. You may feel only half alive.
And you say ironized yeast supplies vitamin B and iron both?
Yes, ma'am. What's more, it's ironized yeast and its two-way help that's been of such amazing benefit to thousands who only needed more of these substances. Quickly help them gain glorious new pep and strength and pounds they needed. So, if you need more vitamin B and iron, get ironized yeast tablets right away. Start taking them tonight. And now back to our lights-out story of money, money, money.
Sure, you're right, boys. I'm a greater guy. Got plenty of dough and I know how to spend it, eh, boys? Don't you worry about the bride. Tony, he's all right, eh? Now, listen, you go home and let me go upstairs, eh? And maybe tomorrow night we go have some more fun, huh? Yeah. Tony's a great guy now, eh? Sure, I'm a great guy. Everybody knows Tony's a great guy. Stairs.
Tony, is that you?
What's the matter? You waiting for somebody else?
Tony, I've been waiting for you. Let me help you.
Now, go away. I don't need no help, not me.
Tony, night after night.
Go away. Take your hand off of me. Great guy, that's me.
Spending all your money on three drunken fools.
Shut up, your mouth.
Oh, careful.
You. I told you I don't need no help from nobody. Tony is to take what he wants. Shut the door.
Yes.
Now, come here and give a great guy a kiss.
No.
Come here, you.
No, wait. Tony, listen.
Don't want to listen to nothing.
But, Tony, the man's
man? Been... What man?
The man that was here. He's been here a dozen times since midnight looking for you.
Midnight? Who was he? What do you want?
Well, he acted so funny.
What? What do you mean, funny?
Well, he spoke so funny, as if...
As if what?
As if his mouth was full of water.
You try to make a joke of Tony, eh?
No, I'm not fooling. Really, I'm not. He said...
He say something?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell you. He said, tell him...
Well, what did he say, eh?
Well, I could hardly understand him. He talked so funny, but I think he said, tell him I was here, and then I think he said the farmer.
No. The farmer?
Yes, that was he. Oh, Tony, what's the matter?
What'd he look like?
What's the matter, Tony?
What he look like?
Well, he was tall and he looked like a sailor and I think his clothes were wet. Well, Tony, that's him again. That's the way he knocked before.
No.
Oh, Tony, don't stand there staring at the door like that. You're scaring me. Don't do it.
You out there, go away. You dead.
What?
Dead, you hear me? Dead. I killed you 6 months ago today.
Tony.
I throw you in the water 1,000 miles from here. You dead.
Tony, Tony, no.
You scare my wife, but you don't scare me, you farmer. You, I kill
no,
you
Tony,
again.
No, don't you scare me.
Swenson, you go open that door right now.
Don't.
Connie.
Connie, I don't want to shoot you. I want to shoot him through the door. Connie, get up. Connie!
Open up! Open up in there! Open up!
Connie, I know what to give you. It was him, Connie, him.
Come on, open up, police officer! Open up in there!
You, Swenson, you think you've got me, eh? You think you've got me in the hot seat, eh? No, not me, Swenson, you squarehead. You forget of the fire escape!
Listen to me, Cap. You've got to help me. You've got to...
Now take it easy, Tony. Take it easy.
You would have gotten me out, eh?
So far out, there ain't a copper in the world can get you. Listen, at midnight tonight, my ship is pulling out to go down through the canal and over the coast of Ireland to go hunting for gold.
Gold? You crazy.
Watch your tongue. I said gold, and gold it is. Only we're going under the sea for it.
What?
You heard me. Under the sea. $1 million in gold in the hold of the Tanya, sunk by a sub. The boys are going down there to dive for it.
Dive?
Yeah. And if you decorate the mahogany in front of me with every cent you got in your pocket, you'll be on board my ship.
Ah. You hear that, Swenson? You diving for gold. $1 million. And me, I'm going to be on board.
Want to talk to me, Cap?
Yeah, Tony, sit down.
She's getting pretty rough, eh, Cap?
Yeah, and that's what I want to talk to you about.
Well, I'm listening.
While you were sleeping before, the rest of the divers had a meeting.
Yeah?
Yeah. They looked over the weather reports, and they decided they ain't going to do no more diving. A white belly to the...
Wait a minute, Cap. You mean we're going to turn back?
What else can I do? 3 months out here in the open sea, and when we finally do locate the wreck, every mother's son of them turns chicken on me.
So what's the matter you want to talk to me?
Because even if you are a no-good rat, you're the best diver of the lot.
All right, keep talking.
Tony, listen. Under that boy up the starboard is the Tanya, with $1 million in gold bullion in it.
So?
Go down and get your hooks in it, and whatever you get, half of it's yours.
You mean a half?
Sure, you get half, and I'll split the other half of the crew.
$1 million.
Yeah, $1 million. And you'll have half of it. You can do it, Tony. You know you can.
Yeah, but the sea, she's getting rougher.
Ah, Tony, you've gone down in rougher water.
Yeah, but that water, she's a cold half an hour and I'm finished. Hey, at the room with the gold. Who knows where she is?
Tony, listen. I know just where that gold is stored.
You're not trying to fool me, eh?
If God is my judge, I'm telling you the truth. Jake located the room on his last dive yesterday. He told only me about it.
So?
Don't you see, Tony? Chance of a lifetime. I got enough coal for one more day out here. If we turn back, we'll never locate that wreck again with the sea running as she is. $500,000 in gold for you, Tony, right under your feet. Don't be a fool, man. Take a chance and go down and try to get it. Well, will you do it?
I'll get away from him.
Him? Who are you talking about?
Who's talking to you? Well, what are you sitting there for? Get me a rig. Get the pumps going.
Ready, Tony?
Yeah. Give me the headset.
Hey,
yeah. Well, what are you standing there for? The helmet. Give me the helmet.
Okay.
Cap.
Yeah?
What's the matter, you? Told you'll keep the deck clear. Only the men I want. The rest get below or I don't
die.
All
right, Tony. You men get below. Every white-bellied one of you. Come on.
All right. Hold up the helmet, but I want to try out the phone. Hello? Well, answer me.
Okay, Tony. I hear you. Okay.
All right. The valve. Okay, I'm ready. Put the helmet on me.
Okay.
Hurry up, you mugs. Get them bolts tight. You think I got all day?
What's that, Tony?
Okay. Put me over the side and watch that pump or I come up and cut your heart out.
$500,000, me, water, coal, down, $500,000.
All right, Tony?
Sure, I'm all right. Let me alone.
Okay.
Down, water hard. It came to me, Tony, best diver, 50-50, $500,000.
Listen up there. I'm on the bottom, you hear me?
Tony, listen. Captain says, hurry up.
Squall
coming up.
Tell the captain if he's taking me up before I give signal, I'll cut his heart out.
But Tony,
shut up and let me alone. Me, Tony, $500,000. Captain says, gold was inside door A deck.
Half a million. Oh, the door, the captain said. Me and the cop, 50-50.
He says to leave him alone. He don't want to talk to nobody.
That's no good, Rat. I was a fool sending him down.
He's in the bottom, all right.
But what's he doing? Has he found the gold? Has he found the strong room? How long is he going to stay down? Talk to him, Art. Tell him he's just in.
Captain said it'll be right over. Santa Lucia, the gold. Roma full of gold. I'm rich. All the money in the world. Me, Tony, rich, rich.
Yeah, all the money you want, eh, Tony?
Huh? Who? Who's the talking? Answer me, who's the talking?
What's wrong, Tony? Anything wrong?
You up there, I told you I don't want to talk. What's the matter, you don't listen to me? What do you mean, all the money I want? What do you say that for, huh?
I didn't say that, Tony. I've been standing by.
Standing by? I'll wait till I get up there. I sure you standing by. Wait till I get the headset connection with my teeth. I'll fix it so you don't bother me no more.
No, no, wait. Tony, the captain says that.
So, now, talk a little one, you sour face. Me, I won't hear you. Me, I'll be alone with my gold.
No, no, Tony. Not alone.
You up there, stop talking to me. Stop, you hear? Stop.
I am down here, Tony, with you.
Huh? Who said that? My broken connection. Nobody can talk to me. Nobody, you hear? Nobody can talk to me.
I will talk to you, Tony. Yeah. So much to talk to you.
Oh, it's in my head. That's what it is, in my head. Yeah.
Not in your head. Yeah. Look. Look straight ahead.
What are you talking about? Swenson?
You know me, Tony. And me in the water almost a year.
Oh, no, no, no.
Close to the window in your helmet.
Oh.
You don't like what you see, eh, Tony? My wife, my children, they wouldn't like it either. Would
they? Oh, no.
Oh, don't be in a hurry, Tony. We got plenty time.
No,
plenty.
No.
I worked for 13 years.
Go ahead.
You remember, Tony? 13 years for farm.
Go ahead.
Now I don't work no more.
Go ahead.
I just wait for you. You.
My heir.
You take away my wife. My kids. My life. Now I take a little air. Eh, Tony? Just a little air. Now I take off your helmet and come in with you, Tony.
No, no.
My friend. I come in.
No, no.
Don't come in, Swenson.
Go away.
Is he there?
Yeah, sure, plenty. Everything's okay.
Talk to him.
He don't answer, just yelling.
Some girl on the lifeline.
He's singing us, Captain. Says everything's okay. Wants to be taken up.
But he's yelling. He's still yelling. Call him in, quick.
How about decompression?
No, he's not like that. We'll put him in the tank and we get him up here. Something looked me wrong. Yelling bloody murder through the phone and signaling okay on the lifeline. Hurry up, you men. Get him up. Quick. Call him in.
Here he comes. Oh, he's not there. It's not him. It's something else on his line. Captain, look. His airline. It's been chewed through by teeth. But what is it? What's tied to the lifeline where he was?
It's Mother in Heaven. It's a bar of gold.
Mr. Ober, all I can say is... Oh.
I suppose it's quite fitting to gulp after a story about this, eh, Frank? But before you start asking me if the story's a true one, I'd like to tell you with some excitement about next week's play because it's really a most exciting story. But first, you have your say, Frank Martin.
Let me remind you, friends, if you're unattractively thin and jittery, tired and run down, unable to eat and sleep as you should, and if it's only because you're short on vitamin B and iron, then try ironized yeast tablets. They've helped thousands with these deficiencies. They cost but a few pennies a day. And what's more, you don't risk even those few pennies. For ironized yeast is sold on this money-back basis. If you don't quickly begin to eat and sleep better, to gain new pounds to feel much stronger and peppier, the cost of the first bottle will be refunded to you in full by Ironized Yeast, Box IY, Rahway, New Jersey. Now, what about all the excitement next week, Mr. Obler?
Well, before that excitement, Frank, we've got news for our friends about the red, white, and blue. I don't mean old glory. I'm talking about those all-important red, white, and blue ration stamps.
Well, I'm sure all the folks are well acquainted with the white and blue stamps by now, Mr. Obler, so let's concentrate on the red stamps that went into action yesterday. These are the stamps you use when you buy any of the newly rationed foods. Meat, cheese, butter, oils, and shortening. And here's how your red stamps work. Yesterday, March 29th, the red A stamps became valid. A total of 16 points per person for this week.
Yes, but this is very important, Frank, to all of us who like to eat regularly. You don't have to use all of those stamps this week. Your red A stamps are good right all up to the end of April.
Yes, and that holds true for the B stamps that become valid next Monday, April 5th. Also the C stamps that you can start using Monday, April 12th. And the red D stamps effective April 19th. But at the end of April, all the red A, B, C, and D stamps expire. And only the red E stamps will be good.
And remember, you can use these points any way you like. You can spend them all on meat, or you can concentrate on meat and butter. In the American way, it's up to you.
But don't forget, all forms of meat are now rations. So is canned fish and fish products. But fresh or frozen or smoked fish and fish not in sealed containers are not rations. Neither is poultry and game. And in the cheese line, cottage cheese, cream cheese, Camembert, Liederkranz, and several other varieties are not rations. And whereas all kinds of fats and oils, butter, margarine, lard, shortening, and cooking and salad oils are rations, salad dressing, mayonnaise, and pure olive oil are not rations. And now that we've covered the salient points about the new red ration stamps, what about next week's story, Mr. Obler?
Well, have you ever thought what would happen if motion pictures could come to life? That is to say, supposing you were watching Hedy Lamarr or Bob Taylor, as the case may be, and suddenly they came to life right in your own living room. You want to know how to do that? Well, listen in next week.
Yes, tune in next Tuesday again for Arch Obler's eerie story, Super Feature. And if you need more vitamin B and iron, be sure to try ironized yeast, the one and only ironized yeast, with the big letters IY on the package and on each tablet.
It is later.